We had like a hurricane tropical storm thing blow through my area, and I lost power for 6 days. Now, before I start getting everyone upset, I know that there are some people who can lose power for weeks, and I am on city water, I still had water, and I still had access to food, and I know it could have been much worse. But this isn't about a life or death situation, this is about a 6 day change of lifestyle, where I unplugged for just a little bit. Now, almost immediately after the storm, the electric company was saying it could be a week or more until power was restored to everyone. On top of it all, I was the only one on my street without power, all because a tree had fallen in my yard and snapped the line to my house. The neighbor on the right of me had power, and the neighbor on the left had power. In fact, everyone had power. Their lights didn't even flicker through the whole storm. If I sound a little bitter, it's probably because I was a little bit at the time. So being the only guy on the street without power isn't as important as the 30,000 in another area. So the time that the electric company took to fix lines, obviously they're going to go after bigger fish in the sea than just me. So I was well aware that I was going to be one of the last guys on the list. So knowing this, I knew I was going to have to do something to keep myself busy. So I went to work as always, but when I got home, instead of going crazy staring at the darkness, and I decided to figure out a way to keep busy. The first thing I did is I went for a walk after work every night. Now, I do this sometimes anyway, but the big difference was I went walking without listening to the iPod or the iPhone. And that's because I wanted to save the battery power on the iPhone because it was becoming my alarm clock. As I'm walking without listening to any songs or podcasts or anything, I was just listening to the sounds around me. Now, obviously, this is nothing new. I mean, we used to all do this as kids and whatnot. But it being so plugged in all the time, you're always thinking of something. You're always listening to something and planning what's going on next. Now, there was one instance where I was walking through a trail that sort of went through some woods. It wasn't deep or anything, but it was a little bit off the main road. And it was just starting to get dark, and I heard a rustle in the trees above me, and this huge owl flew right over my head and landed in a tree and just stared at me. It was pretty cool, actually. I've never had an owl that I know of anyway that close, and I get a really amazing view of him. Now, I might not have even known that if I had had those earbuds in blaring out some tunes or some podcast or something. Not that I'm putting on podcasts or anything. Second thing I did is I read books. I read some books, and not on a screen. That's something that I don't do much anymore. And, you know, it was actually pretty enjoyable. And I learned some stuff. I pulled out some old books that I had, and I said, wow, you know, I remembered this is good. This was a good book. I had forgotten about this. And really, it helps you relax and also gets you a little bit sleepy so that you can go to bed without any lights, of course. Another thing I did, I spent more time with the family. We spent more time together, either talking about things, even reading together, even doing activities together. And, you know, it was refreshing to be able to do that and not have the distractions of, you know, the cell phone ringing or geez, I better check my email or oh, geez, better check Facebook, find out what's going on. It was nice to have that interaction without the distractions, like I just said. You know, get to the point where I'd be coming home at night and the question would be, oh, what are we going to do tonight? And it wasn't, you know, the whine, oh, what are we going to do tonight? It was an excited, oh, what are we going to do tonight? What's the plan for tonight? So it was a nice change. And unfortunately, I don't think many of us do that as much as we should anymore. Now, the other thing I did is I actually went to bed at a reasonable time. Usually I go to bed late and I get up fairly early. Thus, I'm usually pretty tired by the afternoon at work. It did feel a little different to be rested, to be honest with you, and I may have got more done in the afternoon at work. So I would say really being without power for 6 days wasn't really that bad at all. Even at the time, you know, I was saying, you know, this isn't that bad. Of course, there was a negative where I didn't have a refrigerator and no hot water, so it did mean that I had to get some food and bring it home. But like I said, this was not a discussion about life and death situations. This was purely a discussion on a slight lifestyle change. But don't get me wrong, I have no desire to go back to horse and buggy days, and I shouldn't want to give up any of the conveniences because those cold showers for 6 days wasn't really fun. But I've decided to at least try to not be so dependent on these gadgets. If I have nothing to do, I'm not going to instantly look to plug into something. I'm going to accept the silence once in a while anyway. I can't give it all up, of course. I'd love to hear some comment on this topic and some feedback. So let me know your thoughts. Do you like to be plugged in all the time? Or are you, like me, starting to realize that sometimes it's okay to wind down? Let me know when you do when you're unplugged, too, and give me some ideas to try. So thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.